This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We've been having a little bit of rain, and that, you know, who knows, maybe that's got the fish stirring for this weekend. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. Leon, how are you?
I'm excellent, thank you, Jordan. What about yourself?
Good? I'm pretty good, thanks. Enjoying the cooler change we've had the last couple of days.
It is. I tell you what, we still are proving that we're the very lucky country, though, aren't we, out here? But I'd have been on the eastern seaboard with the rain that they've picked up over the last week.
Yeah, it's like you ask for an end to the drought, and then a finger on the monkey paw closes, and you get a lot more water than you expected.
Oh, a huge amount, that's for sure. But, you know, with us, you know, the rain does start, you know, the break in the season as such. Like, you know, around Anzac Day, we usually get our first rains, and we've had a couple of little showers. But what that means, though, is the break in the season also means the start of the King George season, which we've been talking about for a few weeks now, saying that that is a probability of catching some. So just want to keep reminding the guys who mostly got diaries of where their fish are. So keep trying. You will get yourself some King George whiting. We also know that the squid will be coming at this time. The yellowfin whiting, as we've been reporting, are just about off the boil. So, but there's still plenty of blue swimmer crab if anybody wants to start giving us some recipes. Remember, we have to ask for recipes on how to deal with these things. But, yeah, so there's a little bit happening out there. But Easter coming up and, you know, like Good Friday and all that sort of stuff, just want to remind people to be safe, make sure they got their safety gear, and always be compliant when you're around boat ramps, because that's the time we usually see inspectors and so forth. And we also see people that don't normally go out as much as the rest of us. And so we're calling for a bit of patience during that period.
You planning on going out fishing Easter weekend yourself?
I will be in Port Lincoln doing just that.
Oh, so you're not even going to be hanging around with the rest of us?
No. I've got a family over there, which we try and catch up in the pilgrimage at Easter time. And I think that the whiting will be, I'll be holding them on one side and they'll be slapping me on the other side.
Fair enough. Well, Leon, we'll chat next time. Thank you so much for your time.
See you, mate. Bye.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic Hits Breakfast. And we may be getting a little bit of rain this week and it may be a little bit cooler, but who knows, that could do something to the fish out there in the waters. I'm joined by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. Brenton, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well.
And how are the fish doing this weekend?
Yep, well, land-based at Wallaroo. Point Reilly Rocks has squid, gar and tommies, and there's the odd salmon there as well. There's been a few yellowfin whiting and a few mullet from the beaches to the north of Reilly. Gar and yellowfin have been a bit slow from the beach near the magazine, but if we get some decent tides, that should improve their catch. Marina's still holding some nice brim, but there's still a lot of rubbish fish in there stealing the bait. Jetty has squid early and late. Crabs have been good. Gar and tommies, with tommies better at night, and yellowfin whiting in the shallows. But it's very early in the morning, and by early I'm talking daybreak, so you want to feed those, you've got to get there real early.
Yeah, well, the early bird gets the worm and that worm catches the fish.
Well, it's the same. Boats from Wallaroo found whiting out on the deeper drops. Gar and tommies were over near the boiler and the channel markers. Plenty of crabs, they've been good and good size. Squid came from over Reilly and down towards Bird Island, and there's still a few snook on the Wallaroo side of Reilly for those trolling. Moona Bay and Port Hughes jetties, pretty similar at the moment, have squid dawn and dusk, gar and tommies with better tommies at night. Crabs have been okay, but there's still a few small ones around. There's a few snook hanging around the lights at night and a few yellowfin in the jetty shallows and from the beaches, but they've been a bit slower on the colder days. A few kingfish at both jetties, but Port Hughes is probably the pick of them if you're going to chase kings. Boats out from Port Hughes, still finding mainly small King George in the bay. Bigger fish coming out from past the light and south of the Cape. Still good reports of gar out at the light. Squid are pretty widespread, as are crabs. And there's a mix of tommies and gar in some of the drops in the bay as well. That's about it.
No worries. Well, Brenton, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yep, no worries.
That's Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.